This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In the United States, outside the White House, there have been clashes between protesters and police where volleys of tear gas have been launched and large fires started as many people already frustrated after months of isolation because of COVID-19 have had now reactions to a series of recent incidents often attributed to racism in America. These protests taking place around the country were sparked by the death of George Floyd, a black man detained by Minneapolis police officers, and he died in their custody. The video of the incident shows now fired police officer Derek Chauvin resting his knee on Floyd's neck while Floyd was handcuffed on the ground, complaining that he could not breathe. Video, which lasts about 8 minutes, shows onlookers also pleading with Chauvin to remove his knee and for someone to help render aid to Floyd, who became visibly unresponsive. Floyd was later pronounced dead, and the actions of the police officers at the scene were denounced by many of the nation's leaders, law enforcement community, and American public. While Chauvin has been charged with murder and three additional officers fired, there's been continued civil unrest. Hundreds of people converged on the White House and marched along the National Mall in protest. Protesters dragged away barricades and used concrete for projectiles. There have been several large fires set and arrests as well. Some have criticized President Trump, who appears to be supporting tougher tactics being used by law enforcement to disperse protesters. And there have been targeted attacks or arrests of network reporters working for organizations like CNN and Fox News. This